Warning, 30 Screams or Less may contain spoilers about movies that have recently been released. If you haven't seen the movie, go watch it, come back, and enjoy the show. Or, if you don't want to waste your time watching the movie and rather have two random horror dudes watch it for you, we got you covered as well. Welcome everyone to 30 Screams or Less, a horror movie podcast where we review horror movies in 30 minutes or less. Today's movie we're going to be talking about is We Are Zombies. It's directed by Francois Simard, Anouk Whissel, and Johan Carl Whissel. So I'm thinking, you know, partners there, but a lot of chefs in the kitchen on that one. Whole bunch of directors. Usually you don't see that many. Written by Jerry Frisson, Francois Simard, and Anouk Whissel. Same thing. This must have been like a team building exercise. A lot of people are working on this.
Yeah, I so, like it. We should do that.
I'm fine with it. Let's make it happen.
We'll make a movie as a team building exercise.
Yes. 30 Screams or Less production. I'm into it. Yeah. So starring Alexandre Nachi as Carl Nerd. It almost looks like nerd, but it's like N-E-A-R-D. I'm going to go nerd.
I would say nerd after seeing the film. He is a nerd.
He's a bit nerdy in it. So I think it plays well. Actually, that's probably why they called him Carl Nerd. Because he's nerdy in the movie, isn't he?
Yeah,
that makes total sense.
With his
Carl
fucking
nerd.
Stupid hat.
Yep. Derek Johns as Freddie Merks and Megan Peta Hill as Maggie. The plot of this movie is in a city infested with the living impaired, aka non-cannibal zombies, three slackers after easy money must fight small-time crooks and an evil mega corporation to save their kidnapped grandma. You can watch We Are Zombies exclusively on Screambox August 13th. Be sure to visit screambox.com to sign up today for $6.99 a month, or you can just pay for the year. It's $59.99. Just pay yearly. That equates to $5 a month. You spend more than that at Starbucks. I know I do. So it's worth it. But before we get into it, Corey, last night I was looking in the mirror and you know what? My beard was looking gnarly. And I said to myself, I can't look like this. I gotta do something. So I decided to break out Beard Octane's beard wash and conditioner along with their beard oil. And dude, my beard looked amazing. I'm glad you turned me on to Beard Octane.
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I've been using their products for years and I can vouch for them. And whether you're pounding IPAs or chopping wood, you got to look your best. Visit beardoctane.com and use the code 30screams10 at checkout for a 10% discount. It helps us. And like I said, the products are absolutely incredible. They're local too. They're based out of Connecticut. So help them out and support small businesses. We're not just slinging beard grooming supplies. We've been using them for a while.
Yeah, we have. 30 Screams or Less starts now. Corey, what did you think of We Are Zombies?
I really enjoyed this film. Once I saw that it was the same team that brought us Turbo Kid, I knew I had to see it because I'm a huge fan of Turbo Kid. Zombies have been really stale for the past few years, really, but this did a great job at being original with the zombie genre and added a lot of twists that kept it interesting, I thought.
Yeah, it was a fun one. I've never seen Turbo Kid, so I wasn't aware that they actually created that as well as this.
Yeah,
so,
you need to put that on your list. It's just like a fun movie to watch.
Okay, is it a horror movie?
Not at all.
Not at all? No. All right, I'll put it on my watch list, just like you have to put The Nice Guys on your watch list.
It is on my watch list.
You got to make that happen, man.
Someday I will, maybe.
Okay, good. So what we didn't talk about, though, or not yet at least, is that I watched the wrong fucking movie to review this for this podcast.
So you texted me that and I was like, don't even tell me anymore. I want to hear the whole story on the podcast.
So
what happened?
All right. So what happened was we get these screeners sent to our email and you say, oh, there's a screener for We Are Zombies. Let's watch that. We'll review it for next week. I'm like, fair enough. So I start watching it and I'm looking at your notes and I'm like, I'm not seeing Necropolis. I'm not seeing Three Friends. Am I watching a different movie?
This is the most Steve story ever.
Oh my God, dude. I go back into the email and I'm like, holy fuck, I'm watching the wrong movie. I'm an hour plus in, and I'm just like, where the fuck is he getting these notes from? This is so weird. The whole time, it just didn't even fucking dawn on me, because we got like two screeners the same day, borderline the same Vimeo link. So I just got like confused, because there's one on top of the other in our inbox.
Yeah, so that's a little teaser. We're not going to say what it is, but the next episode is going to be another movie that's not out yet.
Exactly.
We do have in our screener that Steve's already watched.
Hey, I did my homework early, so we're good to go. I would say, hey, if you watch it, I'd say, all right, let's just record after this one. We'll get it done. But now I just have to sit on it for a week. I liked it, though, but we'll go into that next week.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't have a chance, because I watched the movie I was supposed to watch last night, and you watched the fucking wrong one.
So dumb. It was after Deadpool and Wolverine. I think my brain was just fucking fried.
That movie
was unreal. It was unhinged. That's the way I explain it, is that movie was unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was a good time. I fucked up watching the wrong movie. It was a good one, though. And I just finished watching this today, just in time for the podcast. So I like wrapped up a half hour ago.
Oh, perfect. So it's all fresh.
Yeah, still pretty fresh. So I got a real Shaun of the Dead vibes out of this movie.
Dude, 100%. Like, as soon as I see this, what is it? What were their names? So Carl and Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's fucking Shaun and Ed from Shaun of the Dead. That's clearly what they did for this.
100%.
And that's not a complaint at all, because, I mean, Shaun of the Dead was, what, 10 years ago, maybe more? I know this is like an anniversary year for it.
Yeah, longer.
Because I saw that it was coming back to theaters soon for the anniversary. Maybe 20.
I think 25, dude. Let's see. I'm going to look it up. Because it's in 2004.
Oh, my God.
Okay, no, 20 years. You're right, 20 years. Still, that's fucking crazy, man. It's crazy to think that.
Yeah, so Shaun of the Dead comes out 20 years ago. Like, we never got a sequel to it. And I'm going to call this sort of a spiritual successor.
Okay.
Again, made by the Turbo Kid people. And I know you haven't seen it, but it's a lot of the same nostalgia, the same like synthy 80s pop soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Oh, which I love, by the way. I love that 80s synthy pop type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's we've talked about that in depth.
So they kind of brought that back. I mean, we got the same horror elements, the same practical gore effects, and just a different cast, and it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I thought the gore on this movie was very well done.
Yeah, I made a note about that in the beginning there. Like, when we meet that first zombie that gets his head ripped off, I thought the makeup was so good for probably a low-budget movie.
I think it was a low-budget movie, but for some reason, they fucking killed it. They were great. And here's the funny thing. When they ripped the head of the zombie off, by accident, by the way, mind you, okay, we have to give a little backstory here. So these are just kind of like three slackers trying to make a quick buck by intercepting, like, how do we explain it? There's like this retirement community for zombies, or living impaired, they call them.
Yeah, living impaired,
to be politically correct. So there's like this retirement community called Coleman Corporation. So the Coleman Corporation comes in, they take the zombies back to the retirement community, well, which we find out it's not even really a community, it's just a bunch of fucking cages that they throw them in and they do testing on. But that's later kind of on in the movie. So they're intercepting all of these calls to get these zombies. They're taking them, they're bringing them to this artist guy that they know and selling these zombies to him. And what he does is he takes these zombies and he turns them into like living pieces of art. Type thing, or dead pieces of art.
He's living like dead
pieces of art. Yeah, exactly, like taxidermy. It's exactly like that. So that's the backstory. And what they did was they intercepted one of the calls. They went and they grabbed this guy from, looks like, this rich family. And so they put a fucking one of those hooks around his neck, you know, kind of like dog catchers, right, where they had like the long stick with the rope on the end, and they just pull it, and it, like, you know, just wraps around the dog's neck.
Yeah. Yeah. They use them like you said, wild animals and.
Yeah. Wild animals, dogs, whatever. Just, it's a way to just get at the animal without being fucking mauled to death. So they did that to this guy. And the funny thing is that you don't even really need to do any of that. These zombies are not even killing anyone. They're not cannibals. They just fucking walk around and hang out and do nothing.
when I say original earlier, that's kind of what I was referring to, is you have these literally zombies that don't eat people.
Yeah.
They're just dead and they come back to life, but they don't hurt anyone.
And it happens so fast.
Yeah.
You notice that?
I've never seen anything like that before in a movie.
Yeah. So
or even a show.
Yeah. So people die and they literally come back within like a minute as a zombie.
I feel like it wasn't even that long, dude. So no. Like when we see, was it Rocco? Rocco yep. dies later. When he goes down, he's literally hits the ground and he stands back up.
Yep. And then zombie eyes immediately. So Rocco was funny.
Yeah. I love when he just like every scene he was in, he was like the major comic relief of this movie because he was so fucking funny.
Yeah, he's this big fucking burly dude, and he's dancing around with the grandma and watching soap operas with her and stuff. He fucking killed it every single time he was on screen.
Yeah, and like he had that one scene where he was spinning the gun around his finger like he's fucking what's-his-face from Red Dead Redemption, and he ends up shooting himself.
Yeah, he shoots himself, but it happens again later. Instead, he shoots the grandma by accident.
Yeah.
And Stanley, like, what the fuck, man? He's like, put the gun down. And obviously, grandma's dead, but she comes back within seconds. Zombie-eyed, which are like, you know, bright fucking blue eye type deal, looking like me. But that's what happens. So, oh yeah, we're talking about this scene where this is where we first kind of meet them. They're hanging out in the van. Freddy fucking loses his lunch. Not vomit, but his shit falls because a zombie is trying to beg for money from him and drops his shit. Later on, he turns out he just grabs the guy's jaw because he has gold teeth in there. He needed the money, so he took the guy's jaw. Like I said, they're not cannibals, so he didn't really have to worry about getting bit by one. He just freaking ripped the jaw off and, you know, now he can make a few bucks.
One of the funniest scenes in this movie to me was more towards the beginning when we see how casual this world is where zombies exist and people, like the humans are just like used to it.
Yep.
Was when they're at that diner and they get fries. And dude gets his order of fries and there's a fucking ear in it.
Yep.
And he's just like, oh, whatever. There's an ear in my fries.
He's like, what the fuck? I'm going to give you a bad review.
He just takes the ear out and continues eating his fries. That's like the equivalent of finding a hair in your fry here. But I mean, like, if that happens, you're like, no, you take this back.
I mean, I guess we can really call that an earring. Get it? Stop. Like an onion ring?
Yeah, I get it, Steve. Cue the fucking butt-um-tiss sound there.
So there were a lot of parts in this movie that had similarities to other movies. So one of my personal favorites, Idle Hands. So in that movie, he cuts off one of his friend's heads with a saw, or a saw blade, I should say. And later on, what happens is they stick like a two-prong in like where his neck is, and then they shove the head down on it. So just to kind of keep it in place. But then, you know, they duct tape around the neck to keep it stable, kind of that deal. Same thing kind of happened with that first main zombie. They jammed like a knife or a screwdriver in there or something, and then they jammed the head in. So now it's kind of just, it's hanging on there. It works, but, you know, you can spin it around and all sorts of shit like that, which comes into play later when the artist takes that same zombie, puts like fireworks in the zombie's head and sets him off, and the zombie's head keeps spinning around like crazy. So that's what he would do. He would do crazy shit like that with these zombies.
I love how the zombies talk too.
Yeah. So it like was very odd. It's like, that's the different thing, is they can all talk and they're just like regular human beings, except physically dead.
Mm-hmm. The best one was the beginning with the zombie, and he was like, fuck you. And then the credit or the opening title comes.
Yep.
As soon as he said it, it was so cool.
Yeah, that was very
cool. It caught
me
off guard because, like I was saying, like, we're just used to dead zombies eating people, and this is just an entirely different take on it, which is very refreshing.
Yeah, so, I mean, how far can you go with zombies? It's pretty much the same deal over and over. There's really not much to them. That's not like they're going to run around with knives and start stabbing people. Honestly, Jason could be considered a zombie, if you think about
it. Yeah, but, if you think about it, like, George Romero is credited with creating the zombies. So it came out in 1968. So since 1968, we've essentially been getting the same zombie films, shows. It's always been the same thing.
Yeah. Just slow-ass zombies walking around, fucking eating people. And then, obviously, later in the 2000s, we started getting, like, running zombies. So you had the Dawn of the Dead remake, which I love, by the way.
I thought the remake was awesome.
It was fantastic, dude. I love that remake. So we get that, and they're running, and that's fine. And then we get, like, I don't know if this is really considered zombies, but 28 days later, it's really more like they have rage, but they're infected, and they still have to, like, kind of eat humans or attack humans and spread this virus. So you could technically consider them zombies because they're not alive. They're dead. They're infected. So, we started seeing that, like, that whole deal. And in this one, they're just slow. And that's what you expect from standard zombie movies.
Did you see that they wrapped up on 28 years later, finally?
Yeah. I'm waiting on 28 centuries later.
You're literally going to be waiting a century for that because it took us, like, fucking 25 years to get 28 years later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I like 28 months later. I thought that was good. That was starring Jeremy Renner, who is kind of a big deal now.
28 months later is not a thing, Steve.
What are you talking about? Yes, it is.
It's weeks and days.
Oh, shit, you're right. So we need 28 months later, which we're getting soon.
We're getting 28. Yeah, we are.
We're all fucked up. Oh, my God, what's happening?
28 years later is the next one.
Okay, well, what the fuck? Why aren't we getting 28 months, 28 years, and then 28 centuries? Then next, we're going 28 millenniums.
We'll be dead before those come out.
Fuck that. I'll stick around. Why not?
Good luck.
They have me stick around that long. They'd be like, all right, Steve, you can direct this movie because I think you've earned it.
You're close already, Steve.
Oh, go fuck yourself. So this movie, kind of same deal. Zombies are really slow, but they don't attack any humans. They all just kind of live in harmony. It's very odd. But that's the beauty of this movie, is that it's a different take on the whole zombie genre. But obviously, you have this big corporation, Coleman Corp. And man, that corporation is fucking weird. That CEO that they had like a sex swing in his office.
I made a note about that. I was like, what did I miss? Because this dude ends up in the sex swing all twisted up.
So it happened so quick that it was him, like the CEO and the other guy. So the CEO is having this meeting and he's like, I'm shutting your division down, because it was like a demonstration and it failed. So obviously he's like, we're stopping this. I'm not funding you anymore. It's costing us too much money. I'm not getting any results and all that stuff. And so he walks out, but then you kind of just see real, like, on the side of the screen, the sex swing. Like, he just kind of looks over and he sees the sex swing real quick. And then later on, we see the actual CEO hanging out in the sex swing. What he was doing on it, I don't know, because, like, how do you fucking die in that thing unless you're, like, doing the whole, you know, the David Carradine type thing?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I hate to say it like that, but... Yeah,
he choked himself out.
Yeah, he was, you know, whacking off and choked himself out, and maybe that's how he died. But again, when they die, they don't exactly fully die. They just come back a couple minutes later. So he's probably just, he dies, he's sitting in that swing, and he's probably just like, this is fucking awkward now. Now I'm fucking dead, and I'm sitting in this swing, and I don't know what the hell to do with my life. So, yeah, that was a weird part. But that's when the power struggle changes, and Hannity takes over. And so now he's moving forward with his plan of basically, I think, like, world domination. I think that's the best way to kind of sum it up, because he created this gas that's actually turning the zombies into cannibalistic zombies. So,
yeah.
But
yeah,
later
trying
on.
To turn them around.
Yeah. So now it's turning into, like, actual zombie territory. So some real fuckery happens in this movie, man. It's pretty funny. We have the gringo, El Gringo.
Dude, everything Carl did in this movie was so funny.
No, not Carl, Freddy.
Oh, sorry, Freddy.
Yeah, Freddy. So, Freddy, man, everything that he did in this movie was completely insane, because you had Carl, he's hanging out in his room, he's doing his thing, you know, he's trying to take care of business, that's what I'll call it as, trying to take care of business, talking to a girl, a zombie girl, smoke show.
What's her name? Silverina
or
something?
Oh, they call her Jane later on.
No, I know, but what was her like,
it was
her chat name?
Yeah.
It was Silver something.
I wrote it down. Let me get to it. Zombarella, I think.
No, it was Silver something.
Was it Zelvarella?
Silverella.
Yes. Okay. So yeah, he's doing his thing. He's taking care of his business. He's doing like the whole OnlyFans type deal. He's a big contributor to her.
He's cranking his hog.
Yeah, he's just cranking his hog, beating his meat, doing his thing, and then El Gringo, who's Freddy in a luchador mask, comes in and he starts fucking like wrestling him. And meanwhile, Carl's probably rocking his friggin' hard on, like you wouldn't believe. And Freddie is just completely oblivious to the fact that he was whacking off, and he's just doing elbow drops and shit like that. And Zelvarella is just fucking hanging out looking like, okay, I guess that's his thing. But she was pretty funny. She was good comedic relief later on. She ends up turning into Carl's love interest. Well, she kind of is already, because he like is a big contributor to her web stream online thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Whack Shacks. I've never been to one, but I know a bunch of places where they exist. And it's like the girl just hangs out there and people just, you know, friggin' do their thing. It's fucking weird.
I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of this?
No.
It's an actual thing, man.
Of course there is.
Dude, that place is so weird. It's this place is called Town News. You think it's just a magazine place. You walk in there, you're like, oh, okay. It's like a little friggin' regular store, magazine store with some food, drinks, whatever. And then you go a little bit further back and there's a whole sex shop in the back. And then you go a little bit further back, and then they have a whole hallway full of just whack doors. I don't know, like
whack doors, huh?
Yes, okay, I don't know, not glory holes or anything like that, but it's like rooms where guys just like hang out, do their thing, and take care of business. Who the fuck has that job of cleaning that up? That's got to be a nightmare.
They have a janitor for that, I'm sure.
I'm sure they do. I hope they get a 401k.
Probably not.
No, in that kind of business, that's a short game.
That's a part-time job for someone.
That is a part-time job. I don't want that part-time job. I can think of something else.
Uber.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd rather Uber or fucking mop that shit up.
Wait, either way, you either don't way know?
Sucks. maybe I'd be better off Ubering.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least I don't have to touch it, man. You just use the fucking mop.
Oh, no. We're spending too much time on
moving
this.
Moving on.
I'm over here shaking my head.
It's for the lulls, man.
Yeah, that one's gonna get some lulls.
Oh man,
our
okay.
Fucking views are gonna skyrocket because Steve's talking about Whack Shacks for 20 minutes.
Oh man, yeah. Okay, so Freddie, or actually I think it's Carl lives with his grandmother and his sister. So, and Freddie has the hots for Carl's sister, or half-sister. He keeps saying that, half-sister.
It's kind of crazy that we're, like, at this point of the movie, like, basically almost at the end.
Yeah.
And the grandmother doesn't even get kidnapped until towards the end of the movie, and that's the whole plot. That's literally the plot.
You know, good point, because there's this whole fuckery that happens up until that point, and it's like the real story happens. You would think that that happens way earlier in the film to really set up the whole thing, but no, that you're right. It happens like 3/4 of the way in, and it's a relatively short movie too, 1 hour and 20 minutes.
So it's funny you say that, because you and I kind of talked before about how we were towards the end of the movie and we really hadn't written anything down.
Yeah.
So number one, I didn't realize how short it was, and number two, I was just absolutely engrossed in this movie. I was just watching it. Like, I put my phone down and I was just watching the movie. I didn't check the time once. I didn't want to know that it was almost over because I was really enjoying it.
Yeah. I accidentally checked the time, but it's not like I did it on purpose. I think I had to stop to take a piss and I go, oh, fuck, there's 45 minutes left. Now I know. So that isn't an indicator of me thinking this movie's bad. I just had to step away. But this movie, I was entertained and I was definitely into it as well. So I was struggling to take notes because I was into it. You know, I didn't want to stop and look down and keep taking notes and all this stuff and, you know, just completely like halt enjoying of the movie. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I was really into this movie and I was really just kind of taking notes, just putting something down to make sure that I'm hitting some points throughout the whole movie. When really a lot of my notes, we don't even need to talk about it, because like you said, 3/4 of the way in, the real story happens. And what it is, the corporation finds out that Rocco and Sam, they're missing bodies. And that's because Freddie, Maggie, and Carl are intercepting these calls and taking these bodies and giving them to the artist. So Stanley and Rocco, they're in trouble. They're sitting there and Hannity approaches them. Hannity is onto them because what's happening is Fred, Maggie, and Carl, they're intercepting these calls and getting these zombies or living impaired, grabbing them prior to the actual two people at the Coleman Corporation, you know, fulfilling the order. So Hannity's like, you're on the hook for $25,000 because that was a lot of money for us. So now Stan Lee has to find out who's taking these bodies or these zombies. And so they do this whole sting. Rocco and Stan Lee, they get Fred and Carl in like this abandoned warehouse or whatever. And now this is where they're like, all right, you're taking our shit. We need 25 grand from you. And they knock him out. They end up taking the grandmother. That's when that happens. That's really where the story kind of takes off. And that's, like you said, more towards the end of the movie. So yeah, now that they have the grandma, they bring her to Stanley's apartment. Nice apartment, by the way. It's got like the whole fucking brick walls and shit. I love that look.
So, yeah, definitely yeah. Nice.
Definitely nice. So you must get paid all right to be lugging zombies around. So what I didn't mention, though, is in that warehouse, Rocco was spinning a gun because he was trying to be intimidating and shoots himself in the chest.
Yeah, so then, fucking funny.
Oh, that was hilarious. He goes down, he comes back up, he's a zombie. And that's how quick it happens. It's immediate. I know a lot of zombie movies, it takes a while for it to happen. So
yeah, normally you have the zombie, you know, you have the person dying and then the people, like the humans, taking their time, like disposing of the body because they know they have however, you know, length of time to do it.
Yep.
But in this movie, yeah, it's instant. So they don't have time to do shit.
No.
But I guess it doesn't really matter anyways, because they're all non-cannibal until, you know, you have this evil corporation trying to make them that way.
Yeah, exactly. So it's important that we bring up Zelvarella, because later on in the movie, they meet up with this artist. And the artist can get them a loan for $25,000, but in exchange, he wants the real Zelvarella, who is like this mega movie star zombie girl. He wants her. So they're like, all right, we'll take it. We'll do the $25,000 and we'll go get her. And so they go out, they go to the cemetery and they friggin' dig her up, thinking that they're just going to, you know, get her out of there. She's going to be completely intact, perfectly fine. Nope. Pure skeleton. And then, of course, Freddy breaks the neck by accident. Do you remember this part?
Oh, yeah. They dug her up. And she was, just like you said, a skeleton.
Yeah.
And then they pulled the head off.
Yep. And that's when the Coleman Corporation is kind of on their case. And Carl gets shot by accident. And it was fucking hilarious because there was so much fuckery happening. You have Freddy shaking the zombie, or like the dead version of Zelvarella, breaking the neck, and then you have Carl's getting shot, and they're hopping in the van. They're trying to get the fuck out of there as fast as possible. And then they come up with this bright idea of getting the girl that he was taking care of business to as kind of a replacement, because they looked very similar. So they're thinking, maybe we can get her. We'll bring her to the artist, and in exchange, we'll get that $25,000 and use that to get the grandma back. So they save her from this, I don't know if it's a sex shop or if it's, I don't know what you want to call it, but it kind of reminds me of the movie Seven, where it was like this underground kind of place where all sorts of sex shit happens. So it's kind of the same deal. So he walks in there, they realize that he's a silver member, or like a premium member, because of how much he spends on that one girl.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks in there, they have a minute alone. He gets her out of there and they run off, and they're trying to get, like I said, this girl to the artist. I don't remember the artist's name, but I think he would probably prefer to be called the artist anyways, because he's kind of that douchey person. So this part's funny too. They run over a zombie. The zombie gets caught in the fucking wheel.
This was awesome because like all the entrails are just leaking out everywhere.
Literally everywhere. And the zombie just says to them, I'm stuck. And honestly, it wasn't really that much of an important scene. Didn't really need to happen. It was just funny. So the cops come to check him out. They realize, actually, that they're on the run for grave robbing. So they called out on the news, and cops shows up. And the cops helping them get the fucking entrails and the zombie basically out of the wheel. And then you have Carl. Carl's doing his thing with Zelvarella and, you know, taking care of business. And then he decides he's going to hit the cop from behind because he thinks that, you know, the jig is up. The cops got them cornered. They're going to be arrested. So at this point, they now decide to take this girl, Zelvarella, to the artist. And the artist is buying it. But then, of course, Carl has to say, I can't let you go with him. I love you, professing his love to her. So this is actually pretty close to the end at this point.
Yeah, we're just about there at this point.
Yeah, so
not until we get another gringo scene, though.
Oh, yes. The fucking gringo scene, man. Gold. Absolute gold. But I think I'm just going to skip to the fun stuff. The three of them are in this room. The artist gets attacked by an actual cannibalistic zombie version of Mother Teresa.
I So fucking funny. You killed Mother Teresa.
So after he knocks down Mother Teresa, one of the artist's workers or whatever, he takes the briefcase filled with the $25,000 and he walks out. And this is like kind of similar to the old Day of the Dead, where the guy gets his like freaking whole stomach and chest ripped open. The zombies were fucking annihilating this guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I love that.
Entrails
right.
Just fucking everywhere.
Definitely a throwback to like vintage zombie stuff.
Yes, exactly. Now, Maggie, Freddy, and Carl, they make it downstairs from the artist's loft or whatever, and they see all these zombies down there, and they're all like actual cannibalistic zombies at this point because Hannity used that agent or whatever, that or a virus, to actually turn the zombies as they are into cannibalistic ones. Why? I don't know, because it just makes things worse. It's not like it's helping anyone. It's not causing any sort of population control, nothing. Everyone's just fucking dying.
So that part really was never explained, why his motive was to turn zombies into flesh-eating zombies.
Yeah, it really wasn't. It didn't make any sense. So, yeah, now they're flesh-eating zombies. And not to mention, there's this Goro fucking looking thing there. And it's this art project that the artist had. It's a zombie with, I think, like four arms, right? And he's got two arms over his head. His brain is exposed. He looks like some sort of weird queen. It's fucking crazy. So they're getting ready to fight these zombies, these actual flesh-eating zombies. Freddy puts on the El Gringo mask. He's ready to go. Maggie ties his shoelaces because his shoelaces are untied. And this is funny, too. So they both run down the stairs. They jump down. Maggie immediately... Corey, what do you think happens? How do you think I react to this scene?
Oh, the bones breaking?
Yeah, her fucking ankle, like, just snapping.
I bet you didn't like it.
I didn't like it. Not at all.
I loved it.
Yeah, I heard that, like, she jumped down and went, and, like, that snap. I was just like, ugh. So her ankle's fucking snapped. El Gringo, at this point, he bends down. Like, no, I'm sorry. He sneezes and somehow whacks his face against his knee, knocks himself out. Have you done that?
Not to that extent, but I've sneezed so hard I've bashed my head on my knee.
Oh my God! How? Yeah, were you sitting and you just kind of kicked your knee up and it hit you in the face, or were you like down on one knee, kind of like he was, and you just fucking went down and smacked your face?
Just sitting down, you know, on like the recliner or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Smashed.
Cool. Wow. You're pretty limber there, Corey.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I can't touch my knees with my face.
You're not supposed to be able to if you're, you know, I'm a fat guy, so I'm not supposed to be able to do that, but it happened.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of myself really as a fat guy. Like, I
no,
I got
you're
some,
skinny, dude.
Well, thanks. I mean, I got some weight on me, but I still can't even do that. Maybe I gotta do some yoga, and then I'll knock my ass out by sneezing.
You could do some yoga, and then the guy from In a Violent Nature can hook you in the head and turn you into a pretzel.
Oh, fuck yeah. Just to pull myself inside me?
What a way to go. That'd be awesome.
What a fucking way. So El Gringo comes back to it, and he is performing all the wrestling moves, man. We're talking power bombs, like body slams, like all sorts of stuff. He's doing hip tosses. Everything.
It was a wrestling fan's fucking dream, dude.
And it makes so much sense because we're a horror movie podcast, but we also have the Shining Wizards Network, who is a wrestling-based network, and we're there. Now we're bridging gaps again. So... yeah, he's going to town. He doesn't even have a weapon. His mask, that alter ego, is his weapon. And then, have you ever seen High Tension?
Oh, of course.
Yes, okay.
That's been a long time, but I did see it. I actually saw that in theaters.
No shit. Wow.
Yep.
No shit. Good for you. I saw
2003.
I saw it at Sam's house.
Oh, and shit.
We were just hanging out, like, let's watch a horror movie. And we watch a French fucking horror movie.
That is
high tension.
Fucking terrifying movie.
It really was. So Carl picks up this grinder and just jams it into the chest of that Goro fucking looking thing. I'm just going to say it looks like Goro. And he's just going right through him and he's just carving him, splits the thing in half. And it kind of reminded me of High Tension because she was walking around with one of those things, like one of those grinders.
Mm-hmm.
And also reminded me of Dead Alive. You've seen Dead Alive, right?
Again, another one that I have seen, but is that the Roddy Piper one?
No. No, you're thinking They Live.
They Live. Yeah, yeah. No, I did. It's been a while since I've seen Dead Alive, but
okay. Well, it's called Brain Dead, but in the States, it's called Dead Alive. It's a Peter Jackson movie. It's like
really?
It's his only horror movie. It's fucking weird. So there's this one scene where the lead in that movie, it's the bloodiest scene I've ever seen in my fucking life, dude. And he takes this lawnmower. He's holding a lawnmower and he just says, "Party's over." And he just starts jamming this lawnmower into dozens and dozens of people. And there's blood literally everywhere.
I love that. I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
You have to watch that. Honestly, I want to watch it. I went to this horror convention and I tried buying it on Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. But dude, it was a VHS rip on Blu-ray. And I was like, this is bullshit. I put the thing on and it had some weird audio overlaying it. So I'm like, nope, I'm bringing that back. He was like, I don't know if I take really take returns. I'm like, dude, it's not playable. I can't watch it. I literally can't watch it. It's some audio on top of it. So I don't know what that fucking guy did, but that's some fuckery again.
Definitely some bootleg shit you got.
It was definitely bootleg. Absolutely bootleg. I just wanted to have it because the movie's awesome. I haven't seen it in a very long time. So it kind of reminded me of that. And now at this point, Hannity comes in and he gets killed in the most epic way. A stunner. A stolen cold stunner. Breaks his neck. Comes back as a zombie. It's fucking great, man. That was a great death.
Yeah, so this is like another movie that just, it's got a lot of wrestling stuff in it, obviously. So obviously. It spoke to us.
It did, yes. So Hannity dies, comes back to life. They kill him again. And then from there, the four of them, they're like arrested. And we think, you know, that's basically in the end of the movie. Weird ending? Okay, yeah. However, we get a 2 weeks later deal. They're not in jail. They're all having a good time together. You see Rocco dancing with the grandma. They're all in like this diner. And we find out that the virus made its way out. And everyone that was non-cannibalistic zombies are now cannibalistic zombies. And now it's like an actual zombie apocalypse. It's not like, you know, the vegan friggin' zombies anymore. Mm-hmm. So, and that's how it ends. And for me, I'm thinking that sets it up for a sequel.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We're just going to get the opposite of this movie and then hopefully a sequel.
Yeah, I think we're going to get like, it's going to be a pretty funny movie as a sequel, but obviously a little bit more chaotic because there'll be actual zombies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just complete opposite of the first one. It makes perfect sense for them to do that. And I mm-hmm. hope that they get enough views when this comes out publicly.
Yeah.
To warrant the budget given to them to make a sequel because it needs more.
Yeah, I wonder what the budget was on this, because it did look really good.
It like, did look pretty good for an indie film.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we can get into it. Corey, what do you give We Are Zombies?
So I'm going to give this one a 5 out of 5. I think it was a ton of fun. It seemed short, as we were talking about. It was a typical hour and a half or so movie, but it flew by for me so much so that I really hadn't written anything down. And that's only because I was glued to it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a ton of what I enjoy, which is lots of cheese, lots of nostalgia, tons of gore, and the score was fucking incredible. And they left it open for a sequel, and I can't wait for it if it happens.
Yeah, man, that score was great. I loved it. Like I said, it was speaking to me because I love that synth sound. And you wouldn't think that because I listen to a lot of like heavy metal, death metal and stuff, but I have a soft spot for that synth shit.
Yeah, we both do. We listen to a lot of metal and like other genres, and it's this stuff. I listen to a lot of like, do you listen to like Gunship or like Dance with the Dead or anything like that?
No, never listened to that stuff.
So the music, their music style is similar to what we have in this movie, but with vocals.
Really? Okay.
Carpenter Brute, stuff like that. Yeah, I'll have to send some to you because I listen to a lot of it.
Yeah, send some of that my way so I can take a look at it or listen to it.
But just picture the score for this movie with like vocals and shit. It's so cool.
All right. Yeah, I think I can fuck with that. So I'm going to go with a 5 out of 5 on this one as well. Definitely Shaun of the Dead vibes out of this one, like I was saying earlier. Also, there was a commercial in it that kind of reminded me of RoboCop a little bit. RoboCop or Starship Troopers.
And you love both of those.
Oh, yes, I do. I fucking love those movies. Fucking fantastic. Great movies. If you haven't seen it, fucking just see both of them. Please, for the love of God, I can't like express that enough. So the practical effects were great. It was funny. Everything did eventually get wrapped up in a nice bow. And I'm thinking it's because of the 2 weeks later deal with the whole zombie apocalypse at the end, because you would think they were going to get arrested and thrown in jail or something. They're set up and that's kind of it. But no, the zombie apocalypse happened, and I think it just kind of undid everything. So solid score that had that 80s synth feel again that I love. Definitely recommend checking out when it drops exclusively on Screambox on August 13th.
Yep, and you guys will be hearing this on August 12th, so you only have to wait a day to watch it.
Exactly. And again, it's fucking cheap enough. It costs you $6.99 a month, or you just buy it for the year and it's $60. It's worth it. With the amount of content on there, plus this movie, a lot of other great movies that we've actually reviewed are on there too, especially Outwaters, man. That was like one of our first 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that was almost more than a year ago, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So all of that is on there. Definitely be sure to sign up for Screambox and check this movie out. That sounded a lot like an advertisement.
That kind of was.
Yeah. So I can tell you this. We don't get paid for that shit.
No, I haven't seen a check.
I want my residual check for this fucking podcast. So that way we can put it towards our business cards that are fucking MIA at the moment.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. I should work on getting those.
Yeah, you really should. We need those. Those are going to be important for when we go to Silver Scream Con.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we want to make sure we're having that shit. So, yeah, we want our residuals. We want that money. But no, seriously, definitely check out Screambox. We love it. All right, everyone, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Leave us a 5-star review on all podcast platforms so we can get some more exposure. Of course, tell your friends. Both our intro and outro music are courtesy of Andrew Scott Bell. Be sure to check out Andrew on all major streaming platforms. And if you see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey on vinyl in the wild, be sure to pick it up. We're also part of the Shining Wizards Network. Be sure to visit shiningwizardsnetwork.com. They're an awesome podcast network ranging from wrestling to heavy metal, horror, all that good stuff. So check that out. Visit 30screamsorless.com for all previous episodes and transcripts to go with those episodes. Also, check out beardoctane.com for their whole line of grooming supplies, and be sure to use the code 30screams10 at checkout for 10% off your order. And if there's anything you want us to review, send an email to 30screamsorless@gmail.com or hit us up on social media. Use hashtag 30screamsorless. And also, we have some awesome merch for sale on our website, so definitely check that out. If you go to our website, at the very top, there's a shop link. Click that link, and you'll see all sorts of shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. If you buy it, it helps going towards our hosting costs. I'm Steve.
I'm Corey.
And thanks for listening to 30 Screams or Less. And don't forget to drink your beans.